Hey,
Hello,
Justin.
okay.
Can you
Hello?
hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you okay now. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, 'cause, yeah, I can hear you now. At first, I don't know what was wrong with my phone. If it was the Wi-Fi, 'cause I was at the barber shop.
Oh, okay. Well, is this a good time to call, or do you want me to just call you back?
No, that's fine. It's a good time.
Okay.
Also wanted to ask, because when I had to talk to Zach a couple of days ago, I told him that to hold off on the actual initial offer because I had to talk it over with my wife some more.
Okay.
But he made a mis well he kind of made a mistake and sent me the e-documents, and wound up he said it's okay, it's no problem. Just I guess by him sending it to me that I needed to sign it, because I told him that I needed to hold off because I had to get some other things in order, because I need to get approved for apartment first before I can go actually start doing these steps. Because I don't want to not get
Gotcha.
approved for the apartment that we want, and then I, try to sell the offer, and then I don't have nowhere to go.
Oh, okay. I see. Well, I'm very sorry that was not communicated over to me. I thought that you've signed the agreement already and ready to move forward, but you said you need to get approved first for an apartment. So you're looking for some place to relocate?
Yeah, so right now we do have a place, but it's you got to make three times the rent. So I'm in the process of getting another job, which I will have in a couple of weeks, but I
Okay.
can't fill out that actual application for that apartment until October 1st. So I don't want to have a October 25th the potential move date and close date, and I don't have secured this spot. Because we looked in this area and none of them actually fits our criteria of what we would like, because we're actually looking for something that's new, and no other place over here fits that and allows us to both our incomes to be on there. Because a lot of these places in our area, because we are centralized to the eastern of Richmond, is income based. If that makes sense.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, 'cause October 1st, you said that you're gonna sign
No,
your new doc.
we're gonna apply for, we're gonna apply for an apartment on October 1st.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All righty. So you haven't really had a chance to view or started with the process of with that. So how much time do you think you would need? I just wanted to know.
See, because it's all based on that apartment. Because if we don't secure this apartment, because my wife doesn't want to move nowhere else but to this apartment, then,
Right.
at that point, then, we wouldn't be able to move. That's the biggest hiccup at this point, because we gotta have somewhere
Gotcha.
to go, and she doesn't want to. She wants to get it to where, the timeline matches up, no more than 30 days. Because, I told her, you. If once we close, they're going to give us time to get out. But then they also still going to be looking for the traffic of coming back and forth and start fixing up things. And she works from home. We got a 1-year-old, and we got other teenage girls that live there, and she doesn't want that type of traffic in the house if she can avoid it,
Of course.
Right.
Right. I understand that. Okay. Well, that's no problem. I can definitely put this on hold, and then maybe check back with you when you are ready. Do you think that we need to reach back out to you on a weekly basis, or just hold off until October 1st until you can, do the application for the rent?
Yeah, we can wait till October 1st till we do our application for the rent. Because it shouldn't, they should take no more than about a week by then. But, if we happen to do it before, and then I can call y'all or, around that time.
Okay, no problem. Well, I'm gonna just go ahead and set something up on my calendar, just a reminder to maybe contact you a week prior, to see what's just going on.
Yeah.
and then you have my number, so feel free to save it. What I'm going to do here, because it shows here October the 25th is the close date, right?
Yes.
So, you know, if you're worried about, like, moving stuff, I know it can get crazy. We can definitely extend that to whatever it is that you think will be convenient to you.
Yeah, but see, there's the thing, though, is I don't want to tell you yes and then we not secure a place. That's the biggest thing. Now, if it was multiple places, and, you know, of course we would probably get one, but we are, you know, segregated to one area. So that's a lot of restriction, you know. So we can't say yes and until the apartment comes through, because then it could be, you know, we might have to wait, you know, 6 months to another apartment's available. We don't know. Right now they have availability, but, you know, that can change in a matter of 30 to 60 days, you know?
Correct.
Yeah.
You're definitely right. Okay, well, I'm very glad that we are having this conversation. I think I'm going to go ahead and just pen this then, and then just reach back out to you. And, you know, about the progress and all of that. But for now, I think I'm going to go ahead and not do anything about the problem. I'm planning to schedule an inspection next week, but we can definitely hold that off.
All right. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Well, Gabriel, thank you very much for returning my call. And I hope you enjoy the holidays and have a nice weekend.
All right. You too.
Thank you very much. All right. Yeah. Bye.